And we have some awesome guests in the studio. They are from the Beenleigh Theatre Company and Elodie Bowl, as in Melody Bowl. Yeah, I love how we can sort of, you know, bring those two together. Yep. And Brad Chapman, who are both members of the cast of Cozzy. And that is the play by Lewis Nara, and you're doing a production.
Yes, we are.
All right, Q, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Thank you, because this is Cozzy. This is a play that was set in the 1970s, though in the film it was set probably in its era. It was like in the mid-90s.
Yeah, they updated the film.
So why was this play that was written in around 1992 set during the Vietnam era?
It's a comment on the social, I guess, values of the time and how people who were different were treated, particularly in the 1970s. And we see like how the outside world starts to influence the world inside the mental hospital where the play is set. And so I guess setting it against the backdrop of the 1970s, it gives us insight into the differences between the way we would treat people with mental differences to the way we treat them now.
Hmm. So my, I guess, interpretation also from that is it's more mad outside than inside in a mental ward.
Yeah, that's sort of one of the ideas that we're trying to, I guess, convey with our version of it, that the people who come from the outside are no better off or no more in control than the people inside the institution.
It looks like, sounds like we are, well, the way the world is right now, we feel like we are the passenger seat of a car, no brakes, and you're trying to get your hands on one wheel, but someone else is on the back seat giving you instructions. That's my analogy to today's world. Is this something like that's what is set inside, like in Cozzy, the mental hospital? Is it the same kind of thing, or someone is in control there?
I think they all have their own like differences in control. With the play, it starts pretty chaotic at the start, but then towards the end it almost becomes normality, like this is how everybody is. So you kind of get absorbed in all the craziness. So yeah, it does start very manic, whereas Lewis, the main character, is trying to adjust and fit into the whole setting that's around him. But towards, like, as he gets accustomed to all the people within the mental asylum, it almost becomes like the car's full and they're all just going on a happy little journey.
And so then you'll find that Lewis is on his own little journey, but does he seem to relate in ways to them, even though he thinks he might be the sanest thing, but it's probably an insane idea taking up the role as a director of Mozart's piece in a mental hospital.
Yeah, I think with Lewis, well, as he comes into the whole situation, Lewis thinks that these people are crazy, but he begins to learn about them and that they're just extraordinary people with extraordinary tendencies. So he himself finds extraordinary tendencies with his own actions. So, yeah, he ends up fitting in more than what he would have thought at the beginning.
It's interesting with, say, with people with autism and some form of mental illness, there is a genius bug in them, and yet we just don't take it seriously. And I read something where all the brilliant minds where in those days, if it was today, they'd be taking Prozac, and that sort of restrains that. Is there something that in this production you're trying to tell, there's something special about people with who have mental health issues, but there is something that needs to be tapped, and because it is part of they are part of our society, and we seem to demonize them?
Yeah, one of the characters who is an outsider, well, he is one of the workers in the hospital rather than a patient, says a line that is, the people in there are ordinary people who have thought extraordinary thoughts. And I think that's in that sort of vein, is that they're not, you know, crazy people necessarily, they're people who are different. And for some of them, that difference can be a good thing, or it can be, you know, one of them is sort of a musical, really musically minded and stuff like that. But we don't see it at first, because at first all we see is what is different about them and what stands out as being, I guess, wrong to us or you know, perplexing or confusing or even threatening to us. But yeah, as it goes on, we actually see that they're actually quite some of them are quite gifted and quite engaging and quite clever, and once we look past those key differences, I guess we start to see what's really valuable about them.
Mm. How do you try to keep it sensitive to mental health without having the cliche mental portrayal of someone who's portraying someone with mental health issues?
Yeah, we find that it's because it is a comedy essentially, and I guess there's a fine line that you can walk between making fun of these characters or getting to comedy by making them more realistic. So we have tried. Well, I know that the actors Elodie and I play two of the patients, so I know that we've tried very hard to not be stereotypes or not be too over the top as these characters are with the tendencies that we have to have. The way I've done that is I sort of treated him like a real person and then layered the eccentricity on top of it rather than letting the eccentricities or differences define him, and that's how I've tried to make it as sensitive, I guess, as I can towards people who do suffer these
sorts
of
things. Have to agree, because the text itself is pretty normal. Like it's the characters have extremes and you're just playing upon the extremes rather than playing on the mental illness as a whole. So you're hitting their lows and highs just like a normal personality. So it's, that's how you play it. I guess with Cherry, she's a girl who's older. She's about 25 years old, but she's trapped in a time when she was about 16 in her teens. So it's that innocence that you're trying to bring to the character whilst still being mature and having real emotions. So you're still essentially playing real emotions.
Mm. We're going to play a track. This is to tie in with, I guess, your character, Brad. If you just give a brief description of your character, and I guess you don't want to say what type of character with mental illness are you. That's not the best way to put it, isn't it? What would be the best way to phrase this?
I play a character called Doug, who is in the institution because he does what he wants, and regardless of what law and society says he can and can't do. And one of the things he wants to do is start fires, and he enjoys the satisfaction that he gets from seeing things burn, essentially.
Okay. On Friday Neon, we are joined by our special guest. That's from Beenleigh Theatre Group. We've got Elodie Bull, and also we have Brad Chapman. And you just heard the mix of the Firestarter from The Prodigy, which is the Emporium mix. And we do have a couple of double pass. Oh, we have a double pass? Okay, we've got one double pass to give away to tonight's show, which is opening night for Cozzy at Beenleigh Theatre, which is in Crete Street over in Beenleigh, at starting 7:30 tonight. So in order for you to win, well, A, you're going to be a subscriber, but B, if you can tell us which actor was in Cozzy, was it A, Ben Mendelsohn, B, Geoffrey Rush, or C, Guy Pearce? Give us a ring, 3252-1555. If you know the answer, you get yourself a double pass to see tonight's opening of Cozzy. And just with Beenleigh Theatre, they have been doing a lot of theatre. Like, for somewhere that I'm not bagging Beenleigh, but because it's always that way people think Beenleigh as, but they've just been bringing out the best musicals, the best theatre. What is it about Beenleigh Theatre Group that people are coming back to and getting good audiences and getting good productions out of it?
This is the first thing I've ever done at Beenleigh.
Yeah.
I've never been set foot in the theatre before this, but I did know about it. I live about 45 minutes away, so but I had heard about it and it having a reputation for being quite a cut above what, I guess, as you said, people might expect from a more regional location. I think it's just that they have a high standard, and they will ensure that everything that they present meets their high standard. The actors there are really incredible. Like, our cast is, I'm constantly blown away by how talented everyone on the stage is with us, and I imagine that is, the standard that the theatre set for itself.
We're extremely lucky. It's a great venue. Like, it seats about 150, and no matter where in the theatre you sit, you've got a clear view of the stage. Like, it's not seats behind seats, it staggers up, and it's such a beautiful venue with great lighting and great technicians, and we're extremely lucky with the talent that just, although yes, the suburb may not like bring out all that arts culture, where it happens to be, people flock to it.
Yeah.
So,
and it's so important that it's there. I mean, you can't just have the arts in silos in the inner city, because then it becomes irrelevant to the rest of the community. So it's absolutely crucial that theatre happens out in those regional, well, not regional, but suburban areas.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. Like, it brings arts to everybody, and that's what we want at the end of the day. Everyone seeing a show brings out so many emotions for an audience patron, so it's just great to have that at their fingertips down there. So
absolutely. So if you want to get those tickets, give us a call now. Q called out the numbers 3252155 or SMS 0420 626 733, and tell us which of those male actors was in the film, Cozzy.
Maybe I should say it again. Was it either A, Ben Mendelsohn, B, Jeffrey Rush, or C, Guy Pearce? If you know the answer, give us a ring on 3252155. It starts tonight. The season goes all the way to, don't tell me, 6th of May, which is at the venue, which is the Beenleigh Theatre, Crete Street in Beenleigh. And there are performances at 7:30 p.m. and also matinees at 2 p.m. and 7:30 on a Saturday. If you want to grab your tickets, get to the BeenleighTheatreGroup.com, and there's school bookings as well, I would imagine. Schools should go and see this.
Absolutely. We've got a Q&A on Friday the 28th, if my calendar in my head is correct. There's a lot of school bookings that are coming. Yeah, so we encourage schools to come and see the show.
Yeah, it is a great thing for drama students to see, because it is such a hallmark of Australian theatre. Like, it's an iconic
And just quickly, if you just tried to call and we didn't answer, ring us back. I missed the call.
Okay, I've got a track now. Thank you very much, Brad
Elodie
and Elodie, for coming in on 4ZZZ. I've got some cardigans right now.